Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Welcome to the Michael Van Tool Show, followed by community highlights with missionary Hattie Humphrey in 30 minutes. Today is June 14th, 2020. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And the Sunday morning team is here. Good morning, political analyst and community activist, Henrietta Ivey. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Michael, and good morning, Detroit.
Isn't it a beautiful day? It looks really good out there.
It is amazing out there. It's a little chilly, but, you know, for June.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's beautiful. So what more can we ask for?
That's right. And lifestyle editor from the Batchelor Davis Group, author, speaker, podcast host, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. How's that introduction?
That was a great introduction. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Yes, it is a beautiful day. Let's get out and enjoy it today.
Absolutely.
That's right. Yes. I do want to say one thing right off the bat. You know, we are a little bit sad today because LaToya ended up stepping down as co-host to focus on suicide prevention, which, you know, I was talking to her earlier this week, and you know, what I think is God has a plan or mission for all of us. And, and you know, you got to act on it sometimes. And you got to, you know, you got to move and do what God wants you to do. And she feels as though that is, you know, something that she has to do. That's her mission now. So
let me say I'm very proud of her. Like, I am so proud of her and her accomplishment. Because if anybody can get that done and get that information across to the community and hopefully to the nation, I believe she can do it. I truly believe in my heart that that is her stone cold mission, because she has the personality, she has the tenacity, and she has the experience. So I congratulate my sister on her newfound way of getting information out to the community. And I say God bless her. Give her everything that she needs, because she has a mission that's so big and so needed that she's going to accomplish it with great things.
Absolutely. In total agreement. Much love, LaToya. We'll miss you.
Yes, yes. That bubbliness.
Yep. And that is so true. And I'm you know, I just wanted to mention that first before we get all bogged down in today. We're opening up our phone lines. Yep, we're opening up our phone lines today too. So, as the calls come in, we'll tackle them. I decided to do some news and weather today. So, if you guys have a news story, feel free to share it. But the news and weather is brought to you by Optimal IT Solutions. Optimal IT Solutions can repair your desktop computer or laptop for less. Call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. That's Optimal IT Solutions to repair your desktop or your laptop for less. 248-796-2429. That's my IT guy at Optimal IT Solutions. You know, some hotels, I understand, are already booked for events through the end of this year. There are places now, this just lets you know that things are starting to perk back up because some hotels are totally booked. And I'm saying that because if you've got an event that you are trying to schedule, that you had to postpone, well, now's the time to call TCBC, the Time and Conference and Banquet Center. So if you're having an event, wedding, a reception, anniversary, birthday party, cabaret, workshop, conference, any of that, book it now because I'm telling you, things are booking up for the rest of the year. I know for a fact because hotels are already starting to be booked up for the rest of the year. Here's the number to call and book your next event now at TCBC. It's right there on the Detroit-Dearborn border. The number is 313-444-5859. Again, that's 313-444-5859. Don't put it off or else you're going to have to start scheduling some stuff for next year. So now's the time. Enjoy 15% off your order when you schedule an appointment to shop at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. It's women's fashions, and it's a safe, private shopping experience. You get a free gift with each appointment. So call Veronica now at 313-815-8234 for your shopping appointment. Again, that number for Rolani's Boutique at 10 Mile and Lasser is 313-815-8234. There's a lot of good sales going on right now. Enjoy 15% mm-hmm. off. Yep. Plus you get a free gift. I've been out and let me tell you, since a lot of these stores haven't had any customers, they're ready to deal. And they've got, sometimes 50-60% off or more. So now's the time to get back out there. All right, guys, when we come back, we got news and weather. We'll be right back after this message from our loyal sponsors.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 Mile just west of Lasser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Lasser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope,
love, and healing. From our family to yours, experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to ChapelHillFuneralHomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about it. Our listeners, and well, actually just thank those who are listening on online, and remember, we have a chat feature. If you're listening online, you can actually chat us and send us a question or comment. And that call-in number is to call in and listen to the show is and to talk to Missionary Humphrey today, too, because we're opening the phone lines. That number is 563-999-3557. So I just want to thank everybody for calling in and joining us online. All right. The weather today, church closed weather. Sunday today, 72 and sunny. Well, let me just say, it's going to be sunny for the next, like, 6 days. 72 today, 79 tomorrow, 86 on Tuesday, 89 on Wednesday, 90 on Thursday, 92 on Friday. You couldn't get a better forecast than that. Sunny.
Oh, no, the weather in Detroit is just delightful.
Isn't it?
Delightful.
I'm telling you, I am so looking forward to this week.
Yes. I am too.
Yes. All right, here we go in the news. New protests broke out in Atlanta last night after another black man was shot and killed by police. Two City of Atlanta police officers were responding to a call Friday night about a man sleeping in a vehicle at the Wendy's drive-thru. They gave Rashad Brooks a sobriety test, which he failed. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation, or GBI, said Brooks resisted arrest and struggled for an officer's taser, which he got a hold of. Two videos obtained by the GBI show Brooks running away with the taser, turning to point it at the officers. Shortly afterwards, three shots can be heard. Brooks was taken to a nearby hospital where he died. Protesters were hit with tear gas last night in Atlanta. A major interstate was blocked, and the Wendy's restaurant where the shooting occurred was burnt to the ground. One of the officers has been fired. The city's police chief has also resigned. After years of debate, several states are now removing statues and symbols of the Confederacy as protesters remove or demand the removal of the offensive figures. NASCAR has also banned the Confederate flag at all events. After 7 years of marriage and quarantining with her husband over the past 3 months, talk show host and singer Kelly Clarkson says divorce was her only option. Kelly Clarkson and husband Brandon Blackstock decided to quarantine in Montana in hopes that it would strengthen and renew their marriage. Apparently, it made things worse. Clarkson told reporters she needed to follow her heart. All right, Sunday morning team, anything you want to add to that? The floor is
well, you
yours.
Know, I just want to tap a little bit on the Atlanta shooting. And, you know, as a political leader and as a person who follows these stories every day and, you know, try to ask myself and reason with all these actions that are taking place in the black and brown communities, I just find it really, 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 really heartbreaking that we have to keep waking up to this every day. It's like some are getting it, but most are not. And I'm just curious as to, okay, if the man was pulled over, possibly he was drinking, he said, you know, let me pull my car over. I'm safe in this parking lot. I'm going to take me a nap, then I'll get up and drive home. For a person or whoever was in that restaurant, why didn't you just go out there and say, hey, you okay? As opposed to calling the cops, you know, making it like there was a suspicious person sitting in the parking lot. The biggest thing to do, all you do when I ran restaurants, and I know how protocol is, I didn't call a cop when I saw somebody sitting there. You know, if they were sitting there and it looked like they were asleep or like they were sick, I would actually have one of my crew go out, tap on a window, say if there's anything we can do for you. You know, after that, you check that out and you move forward. But it's gotten so common.
Yeah, I think that's
to call the police or black people, and it's sad. And this man shouldn't have lost his life. And I think he pulled the taser to protect himself. I'm gonna put it out there, Detroit, because we got to protect ourselves. And it's another sad day for black and brown communities to wake up to that. It really is.
Yeah, I think that was one of the
unfortunately.
Go ahead, Kimberly.
I'm sorry. And unfortunately, this shows you that there is a problem with policing. This is not something that is necessarily only in the urban community. It's all across this country. We keep hearing it time and time again. I woke up this morning to see Jay Farrell from Saturday Night Live had posted a video and an article where he was talking about how he was jogging and police pulled him over because they felt that he met some vague description of someone. My husband had that same experience
that's
a couple
of
years ago.
The same old line they use all the time. They use that so
they
many
times. They do it all the time. But here's the thing. It happened in Detroit. My husband works at the hospital. I've talked about it before. He's an essential worker. He was coming from his office, and he was walking down 6 Mile to the outpatient office where he works in mental health also. Police pulled up on him, threw him up against the wall, took all of his food that he had in his lunch bag, tossed it on the ground, tossed his bag on the ground because he matched the description of someone who wore a black hoodie. They got a call over their speaker or what have you. They said that the other police who, I guess, were looking for whoever this person was had found him someplace else. They said, oh, we're sorry. Didn't help them. Didn't really apologize or anything like that. Got back in their car and took off. If they had had guns on my husband, they could have killed him that day. This is a problem in this country. And until we discuss it realistically, yes, Black Lives Matter. Absolutely. We are getting killed. Jay Farrell said they put a knee to his neck. This is standard procedure. Just like chokeholds, our standard procedure all across this country. And no one wants to talk about it. There was a 75-year-old white man who was pushed to the ground who now has a brain injury. And they are sweeping it under the rug, making it seem as if he is an agitator and that he deserved it.
Well, even the president.
Wow.
The president is one of those people that said
exactly.
that. So there's where our problem is, right at the top. But, you know, those reforms, those police reforms, one of the reforms that I like is that they don't have to send, they're trying to not send the police out every time. You send whatever department is responsible for whatever that individual is doing. So, they did, first of all, you're right, Henrietta, they did not need to send, and we got some feedback or noise in the background here somewhere. But they did not have to send the police to handle somebody sleeping in a drive-thru. I think, Henrietta, you're right, because I've worked at a fast food before, and that has happened. And calling the police never came up. All we did was we went out and woke them up.
Woke
and
them up,
And asked them to move. An employee, we came to the window, and we just tapped on his window and said, hey, sir, please wake up and move out the way. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But
That's all.
Isn't it just strange that all of these incidents it goes bad. And, you know, well, I'm just surprised that we've got these big, strong officers. These the officers that are involved, they're big and bad, and they're tough officers.
Mm-hmm.
But then when there's a black guy, all of a sudden they turn into these fearful, timid, meek.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, where was all of that? They looking like a SWAT team when they left. When they
exactly.
Left, you know, they look like SWAT team when they left the police station. But as soon as a black guy, it could be a 13-year-old.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, they got all this fear in them. What is that about?
Exactly. Because that's the lie that they use. It's like a, you think about when a guy is trying to pull a move on a girl. They come up with these lies. Hey, baby, how you doing? You know, you running across my mind all day. And so that is that commonality thing that's going
to
get you where, going to get you somewhere, right? And so here
right.
we have police officers who I feel, and I put that out there too, that I feel get up with the notion. I'm not all, but those ones who do, I feel they get up with the notion that I want to catch me. I'm on a hunt today. So any call I get, they have the legality to use, you know, I was fearing for my life, and he looked like he was about to attack me. They have that. They have that to protect them. Because let's go back to our president's speech in 2016, and I bring this up because it is one of those speeches that I found heartbreaking, appalling, and disgusting. And I still to this day, I don't see how this man is in office, because that was such a criminal statement. And I would have, if I was in charge of any of the political nominations, he would have been denounced. He would have been pulled to say, I want to go back to the good old days. You know, when
right.
they hit your head on the car. He put that out there. And right after he made that speech, he gave an amendment for all these racist police officers in the South. He barely did anything in the North, but all his campaigning was in the South, where most of your racisms are. So when you have, like you said, Michael, the leadership from the top okaying it, every chance one of these officers get who feels this way, when they get up in the morning that they're going on the hunt, it could be a call that he's trying to get a cat out the tree, and somebody may call and say, hey, there's this African-American man. He's trying to attack an animal in the tree. They come out with guns.
Right. Remember the lady
they
in New York.
They don't need an excuse. They just want a call. You know, they
do
call us, and we'll
come New York
get them.
Did the same thing. She called and said that there's an angry black man threatening her life. So what do you think is going to happen? The police are going to show up with guns drawn.
Yep.
Because look at the call that they got.
Angry black man.
Yeah, it just seems like it just goes bad every time. I do want to say this. I just want to remind everybody that Missionary Humphrey's coming up at 9:30, so just hang on there. She'll be here in about 8 minutes. The Confederate monuments and the flag and all that, can we get rid of that stuff now? It's about time. I don't know any other country where – didn't we defeat the Confederate Army back
Yes.
1865 or something, to free the slaves. So it's a defeated army. Why do we have a defeated army's flag up in this country? We should be using the
because
American.
Because you said the key word, Michael. You said the key word. That war was to dismantle slavery.
Right.
And so so that army is still angry, or those people who believed in slavery created that flag.
They lost. And we should not.
But they had to remind black. They had to remind us though. That's a reminder to let us know. You may have been freed, but we still coming for you. That flag is a reminder to let black folks know.
We don't need that. That stuff needs to be in a museum. And those statues, the bases named after Confederate soldiers and generals, the statues, the Confederate flag, all that needs to go. And it does not need to be up here celebrated. I still, like I said, I don't know what army in the world that was defeated and they still wave the flag and honor the losers of the war. We should not
only
be
in America.
This doesn't make any sense. thing was from 1865. It's 2020, and we still have Confederate generals on horses on statues all over the place. We still have the Confederate flag flying. That stuff needs to be in a museum. It's unbelievable.
It does need to be in a museum. But let me say this. So for all, because I have historians that are friends, and I've asked this question. Mm-hmm. If we get rid of all the statues and we get rid of all the other historical markers, then we have nothing left to tell our history. Either we move it to a then put it in a museum. I'm fine with that.
Right.
Or leave it where it is and then have it as a talking point. I'm not suggesting that we continue to honor these people and have bases named after them or holidays. However, I think that we still need to have a conversation in this country, because one of the things that we do very well, we get really upset, we create an action, and then we stop because we get caught up in the fact that, okay, well, we're angry and we have a knee-jerk reaction, and I'm not criticizing people, but what I want us to do is to remember this, because one of the things that happens, we started off early this year, we thought everything was great, and then COVID hit. Mm-hmm. COVID shut us down. We all sat down and did what we were supposed to. Now summer is coming and the weather is getting nicer in places where the protests aren't as violent as they are in Atlanta right now. We're doing different things. But we have this tendency in America to forget. And a lot of people who will you, well, I support the Confederate flag because I'm a country rebel. So we have these musicians and entertainers and other people who pull this flag out. We could talk about Kid Rock and all these and say, well, I'm just a rebel, and try to make it seem like it's something cool.
Yeah, they're hiding. Yeah,
they're hiding
behind that.
But they hide behind the fact, well, we're not doing that. We've forgotten about that. We're just using it just to show that, you know, we're rebellions. And look at the wording that you use. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what that was for. And when we talk about the Civil War, yes, it was about freeing slaves, but really what it was about bringing the South back into the nation. Because remember, they had seceded, and they had a powerful industry. We can't deny that. And the North was not going to let that money go. And so we had to bring the United States back together fully, wholly. Mm-hmm. The slaves were a byproduct of that. Okay, we're going to free these people because that'll be the punishment for y'all for trying to walk away, because you can't do that. But in essence, think about what happens after the Civil War. We have Reconstruction. We have Jim Crow. They continued, meaning the leaders of that area continued to have their proverbial knee to black folks' neck, which is why you have the Great Migration. And then once you have the Great Migration, ironically, I believe it was in the 90s, you started to see the movement turn back. And now here we are again. It is a fascinating point, but we have to remember our history.
And Kimberly, you're right, and I hope we don't get distracted when something else happens and then we forget all that has gone on this year. That's the bad part about
That's
it.
Right.
Look, guys, let's get ready for Hattie Humphrey. Missionary Humphrey's coming up in a minute, so let me get ready for her. I just want to say, I just want to thank Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, for supporting the program. He's a personal injury specialist. He handles also civil rights law, probate, and civil litigation. He's got numerous awards from around the country. And his number, the Warrior Lawyer, 248-567-9990. 248-567-9990. Missionary Humphrey is coming up shortly.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
This is Community Highlights, an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool.
The Community Highlights program is brought to you by the Law Office of Pascal, Tashman and Walker and lead attorney Cliff Pascal. He can be reached at 248-353-7750. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. You can make a tax-deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. American Standard Roofing, we've got you covered. Call Gail and let her know that you heard it from Missionary Hattie Humphrey. American Standard Roofing is at 248-350-2323. Again, 248-350-2323. Let me tell you guys, Sunday morning team, our lines have lit up. It's crazy. I'm really excited about this morning. Thank you all for calling in. And I also want to thank those of you who are listening online. And Henrietta and Kim, you know, we're getting a lot of out-of-state listeners, too. Missionary has been, we've been talking this week and been getting listeners and callers from Missouri, Arkansas, Atlanta, Georgia, and across the Midwest. So we really appreciate that a lot. So so we're just waiting to connect with Missionary now. Our phone lines are open, and that number is 563-999-3557. Again, the call-in number is 563-999-3557, and you can also get us online at blogtalkradio.com. And it's really easy. Just click on the first page. It's where you listen live, and then you can just click right on in here. And the other feature, too, Kimberly and Henrietta, is that you can listen to the program for the rest of the week. It's right there and available. So, and we get a lot of people that also listen after, you know, after today. So we get we get them on the replay. So, all right, guys. So Henrietta, what have you been working on in the community?
Oh my God, Michael, there's been so many things going on. First, let me just stop and just say one thing. I want to congratulate a scholar in my family. My grandson, Jarrell Brooks, hit the mark. When I tell you that is one young man that is going places in this world, and not just because he's my grandson, but because he is, he has been inducted into the High School Scholars Association for Honor Students. I am so very proud of him right now. So I'm going to say shout out to my beloved grandson, Jarrell Brooks. Well done. Well done. We have a lot of things going on. We have protesters going on in the city of Detroit. A lot of the protesters, me and you, Michael, talked about maybe even participating in some of these protesters or, you know, getting involved and showing our support and trying to get this change to happen. So we're I'm working on a piece with that with you. For me, I'm just really just, you know, trying to get back into the groove of things and try to see what's moving out here that's safe for me, being that it's still COVID. I don't want to move too fast or not move at all, but it's just a lot of things going on. I got my hands in a few things. So politically, you know, I see a lot of great things happening. I see the young people out there making their stances, and I'm proud of them for doing that. And I'm just ready to get things back to normal so I can put my foot back out here on this pavement.
Well, we do come from a tradition of activism on with Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey and myself.
Yes.
And a lady who's a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit throughout the Midwest. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials, a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual banquet has become one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She's Detroit spiritual ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to all of those that are listening out there. Good morning. But I just want to do this before I go further. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you in a new grace to my life, rebuke the spirit of those that are worried, all those that are pressed. God, you are in all of them, hallow them today. Bless us and keep us in thy name. We love you, dear Lord. Father, you are my God, and I proclaim the earth and the Lord and everything that it is, the world and all that the people bless them. Lord, you are in control. Now bless us all, and we thank you for us all. So hello, everybody. I'm glad to be with y'all early this morning.
Hello, beautiful.
Hello there. It's good to hear from you girls.
Well, the Sunday morning team is here. Henrietta's here, and Kimberly Batchelor Davis is here. So, missionary, today I opened up the phone lines. I don't even know how many more calls we can get. The line is lit up. I should take a picture and show you guys that we're running out of space for calls. So we better hurry up and get to our lines. The lines are open. We're going to go to our first caller, Greg Burkhart. Thank you so much for calling Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Mr. Burkhart, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm just honored to be on the show with you and Missionary Hattie Humphrey this morning.
Well, thank you so much, and we're excited that you are here and part of the team. And Missionary is also on the line. Missionary, can you hear?
Oh, I hear him good. And,
okay.
God
bless great.
Him for being with us today and tell us what the world is dark and is lit up out there. Greg, tell them something, what you can do or what they should do.
Yeah, well, it's a fine day, and I've been listening to your show. And I want to say that I'm very proud of our city of Detroit and the surrounding areas of how we've sort of set an example for the country, how you could speak out and march against injustice and inequality, but do it in a peaceful way. And I'm very proud of our youth because I think they're really the future, and they're the hope for change. And I think we all just need to continue to take the example of Missionary Hattie Humphrey and walk in God and just pray for his guidance through these times.
Well, Mr. Burkhart, I want to thank you for your support of Community Highlights and Missionary Humphrey all these years. I think you're right, and I agree with you. Detroit has been a great example of how to protest without burning and tearing everything up, and because that distracts from the message. So I agree with you on that, and that's why we as a team, Community Highlights, the Michael Cultural Show, we want to get out there and we want to show our support the right way to make change in this community. So I agree with you 100%.
And that's what we need is change.
Yeah.
And we thank you so much. That was so much needed. God bless you, honey.
Well, God bless you, Missionary. We love the work you do and all the people that are helping you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Greg Burkhart, thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great Sunday today.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go to another phone. Let's go to Bishop Sharp from St. John the Great. Good morning to the great bishop.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. God bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Happy, happy Sunday, happy Sabbath.
Well, Bishop, I know you're one of those people. You're up early, probably every morning, but definitely on Sunday morning, because
yes.
I know you're preparing for your services today, too.
Yes, sir. We, not only me, but all preachers all over the country, we're preparing to do what God has called us to do. We have an assignment to preach to the lost souls, to the brokenhearted, to preach to those that have had their necks stepped on. We have an assignment to encourage and to give the people hope. And so that is our assignment this morning, and to let them know that God loves them, and so do we. So,
all right now.
Yeah,
all right.
Man. Yeah. Hey, listen. It's out of our hands. We have to we have to just put it in God's hands, listen to God, give us instructions, what he wants us to do, and as we do what he wants us to do, God will take care of the rest, because a ball in my hand is not worth that much, but a ball in LeBron James' hands is worth millions of dollars. So a situation in my hand is not worth that much. But if we put it in the hands of God, God is faithful to take care of it.
That's
Amen.
All right, honey. That's mm-hmm. all right.
Amen.
You're
That's
already
good.
Preaching this morning, Bishop. Thank you so
Thank
much. But thanks for getting it on the line and talking with us this morning.
Thanks.
We know that you're busy
thanks.
Today, but thank you so much. God bless you. Good to hear you.
God bless you.
And we
God
love you, honey.
Man, we love you more. All right. Take care.
All right. God bless you. Okay, we're going to go right to Minister Randall Smith. Minister Smith, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Just fine. You're on the line with Missionary Hattie Humphrey and the Sunday morning team.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning
from Cincinnati, Ohio.
All right.
Good morning.
You sound
love
like you
so
can
much,
hear
Mother
me.
Humphrey. Not at all. I'm just trying to get my thoughts together, and I need the prayers of the ones that will pray.
All right, now.
Facing a situation, Mother Humphrey, Dad, I need to speak with you about it, but I know that God will do what's best for me.
All right, now.
Yeah.
And so you all keep being lifted up and keep me lifted up, and I'll be seeing you all soon.
All
you
right.
Up. It's so good to hear from you. I ain't heard from you a long time. God bless you, baby, and we love you. You made my day.
Thank you, Mother dear. Love you as well.
Thank you. God bless
all
you,
right.
Minister Randall Smith. Thanks. Avid
right.
listener. Listens all the time. Missionary, Missionary, what are your thoughts and to encourage people this morning? Because, you know, it seems like every week there's something new that we're adding to this year.
Only I have to tell the people today to trust in God. And listen, when you trust in God, you don't worry about a thing. My saying have been for these 92 years, well, not always say, you know, I was young and went through, but since I've been saved and lived, if you're going to trust in God, you don't worry. If you worry, why pray? If you pray, why worry?
Mm.
We must learn to trust. And then, last 3 months or 4 months, God had a way of getting people's attention. He's still in control. There was a time wives and husbands didn't get along. A lot of y'all didn't clean up your house. A whole lot of things didn't go right. But God got us all on one accord. And it's going to get a little worse. That's why we got to pray for one another. While I'm on the phone, I want to say to my Arkansas folks, especially my brother St. Louis across the country, we do love you. And I thank God for this beautiful team that I have, because without them, I'm almost ready to give up. I don't mean of that. I get tired. I hate to get up in the morning. I'm just a plain woman down there. And I thank God for my beautiful team carrying on. And Arkansas, Lewis Casey, take it easy, boy. Don't drink too much of whatever you drink. Don't drink too much. So
yeah.
We love you, and we love everybody, and God bless you. And Mayflower Church, I'm saying to you, my pastor, this morning, I thought he was going to be on. We love you, Michael.
Yes, and Missionary, you know, since we're mentioning some people now, I just want to just recall a few of our supporters and friends.
Right.
You know, that we've had too, like Pastor Ricky Cranford from Community Church of Christ. And, you know, we always appreciate him. He's part of the family. And
yeah.
we're going to be starting with our, you know, monthly meetings soon. When things get back together, we'll be meeting again for Community Highlight.
And we don't want to forget Franklin Wright and all of those sponsors.
That's right. And of course, you know, we got three board members on the phone right now, on the line right now with Kimberly, yourself, and I. And we appreciate all the the work that Monique Mark, the CEO, does at Franklin Wright. Just want to make sure that you check your phone lines, make sure that it's clear, because we open up the phone lines today so we can put any background noise. But the great, another great bishop is on the line, Bishop Laster from Greater Pentecostal. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning. Good morning.
And how are you this beautiful day today? And we know you're up and working hard already on your message for today.
Oh, yes, yes. I have a pre-recorded message for this morning, but this evening we're going to be on the porch at the church and outside, so they can get around the lawn or whatever. And we'll be there just kind of a short word and mainly just a praise service. We also honor you for the mic and your staff, along with Miss Detroit, Eddie B. Humphrey. Amen. So we're just encouraging everyone to be with us tonight at 16932 East Warren, that's the corner of Haverhill, that's in the city of Detroit. You need to gather there at 5:30. Amen. We're starting probably at 6, but we need to gather at 5:30. Amen. So that and you can just sit in your cars, or you can come and, we're still doing the distancing. So you can be on the lawn, bring your lawn chairs. So if chairs you want to gather around, we will be spacing everybody. Plenty good room. Amen. Plenty good room.
Yes. Missionary, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I hear you now.
Great. Yep. Bishop Laster is on the line now, too. And we encourage you, if you've got some background noise, to mute your phone if you are not muted, so that we can cut down on the noise in the background. But Bishop Laster, thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us this morning. Missionary, you have any comments?
Oh, I just wanted to say to all of you, keep praying, keep trusting. Do I have a minute here from Kim and my other girl?
Yeah, they're here.
Yes,
okay, God, like
I'm
from
here.
You,
hi, missionary. This is Henrietta. Good morning, beautiful.
Hear from you, girls.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hi, honey. I just want to say good morning. And it's always beautiful to hear your voice every morning when we do our show. Thank you so much for the opportunity to let me sit in and be in your presence. And may God continue to bless you in your beautiful ways.
Baby.
Good morning, missionary. This is Kim. It's always good to hear and see you. I'm hoping that you're doing well. Have a fantastic week. Thank you for letting me be here.
So good to see you. I couldn't make it without you.
Bishop Laster, thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us this morning, and have a great day today.
Always my pleasure. Anytime missionary Humphrey calls me, she knows I'll be there.
Absolutely.
I hope to see you this evening, Bishop.
I'll be there. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you. All right. Okay. Missionary, I do want to mention our attorney Cliff Paschal from Paschal, Tashman & Walker. Really, now it's about 40 years servicing unions and labor businesses, churches in Metro Detroit. They are experts in probate and estate planning, labor and employment, family law, personal matters, police misconduct, civil rights, and much more. Attorney Cliff Paschal is our attorney here at Community Highlights. The phone number for Attorney Cliff Paschal is 248-353-7750. 248-353-7750. Of course, Franklin Wright Settlements, even during this health and financial emergency, Franklin Wright is still out here as a strong force helping people in the community for over 140 years. I tell you, I'm so proud, like you and Kimberly, that we are part of this great organization that helps families and groups. You know, you can just do a lot of talking, or you can take action. And that's
right.
Why I like Franklin Wright, because we're taking action. We're doing things. I wish people could I wish people could come to some of our meetings and listen to what we, the plans and the actions we take to help people on a weekly basis in Metro Detroit. And Monique Marks, the executive director, CEO, president of Franklin Wright, working hard even now during these this health and financial emergencies to make sure that families get the help that they need. And if you would like to contribute to Franklin Wright, here's the number, 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. And then, finally, American Standard Roofing. This is a family-owned business. Missionary, they have been, that's why we're still on the air. It's companies like American Standard Roofing, Attorney Cliff Paschal, Franklin Wright, and the list goes on. Conference and Banquet Center, companies that help to keep us on the radio week after week. And Gail, just tell Gail that you heard it from Missionary Humphrey at American Standard Roofing. They've got you covered. Here's the number, 248-350-2323. Again, 248-350-2323, American Standard Roofing. And they've been with us for many years, and we really appreciate the support of our longtime supporters. But Missionary, our lines are lit up, and, you know, if we've also got a number of people listening online on their computers this morning.
Yeah.
And all over Ontario and Ohio and Indiana. We want to thank you all for listening. And, you know, we try to provide some information. We try to provide some inspiration for you, too. You know, and it's not about, you know, Missionary, we know that there's a lot of programs out here, and they do a lot of loud talking. They're angry, and there's enough of that. But we want to offer some solutions and some help, because for all the things that you hear, people are suffering through these things. Yes, people are really suffering, and you know, we don't know who we're reaching on Sunday mornings, and. But over the years, you know, we know we're making a difference, because we get some of the calls and people tell us. One of the things I like, Missionary, is we could go to a church on the far east side or on the north side or on the west side or even on the south side, and it's just amazing. We would sit down in there and people talk to us like they know us. They talk to you like you're part of the family, because they hear your voice all the time and they've heard you for many years. And I just want to thank those listeners and the people at the congregations at the different churches, because they listen, and we appreciate. And I think I'm one of these days I'm going to go back to start mentioning some of the churches that are represented on Sunday morning.
Right, and that's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I want to say hello to Susan Burkhart, too. There's so many of them, but one special girl I want to say hello to. And my brother lives down in Stuttgart, Arkansas. Listen to us. And all of those nieces and nephews that I have across the country. You don't forget, baby, we won't forget St. Louis.
That's right. St. Louis. That's right. St.
Francis.
Louis, Missouri.
That
I used to live
the program. We don't want to forget them, and I still don't want to forget. We don't know what happened. We don't want to forget to pray for the Swanson family.
You know, and that's another thing. We've lost so many people this year, and we have not had an opportunity to properly grieve and celebrate the lives.
Mm-hmm.
Of a lot of our friends and associates that have passed this year. And I'm looking forward to some sort of a commemoration, celebration for a lot of the people that we lost. You know, the family members, the uncles, the aunts, the brothers and sisters that passed from this horrible disease. And other things. Some people, everybody didn't die from the COVID.
Oh, they didn't.
Right.
Oh, they didn't.
There was a lot of other things that have occurred.
Right.
So we can't not put everybody in the same boat here. And we have to be fair and recognize each. And I'm hoping that we can celebrate. Go ahead.
Mike, I want to say hello to Bishop Ward, Bishop Murphy, who's been kind of sick, but he's back on the mend again. We don't want to forget the Bishop Brooks family, one of our very good friends. We don't want to forget. We don't want to forget nobody, but these are people that have been there right by my side all the time, we don't want to forget them.
Yes.
Well, and Kimala, and y'all might have somebody special that you want to remember today. We never know when we're going to meet again.
Yeah.
Amen. I wanted to really reach out to Isaac Robinson and State Isaac Robinson, who we lost in early March. And I want to reach out to Rosemary Robinson, who was a former state representative. I want to say, give my condolences to them. I want to give my condolences to State Representative Sherry Gay DeGago, who lost her sister and father recently. And I want to give my condolences to them. And to my own family, I lost my cousin, Todd Ivey, senior, to COVID this year. Actually, he died on my son's birthday, and I wanted to continue to keep his mom, my auntie, uplifted. And to all the families who have lost anyone, whether it's through COVID or natural causes or whatever the reason may have been, I just want to say condolences to all the Detroit families who we've lost family members this year.
Well, great. Missionary, you got a final word because we just got a minute left.
Final word is this. Jesus, ask for the new grace of my life. I rebuke the spirit of worry, suffering. I'm asking you today, if you don't trust God, you cannot worry. And I want you to watch as well as pray. You got to watch a whole lot of things happening in this country. They just hung a man down in California and things.
Mm.
Be on guard. My motto is to leave with you today. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. And I promise you, all will be well.
Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Ray. Good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you and God bless. Thank you, all the listeners. Thank you for listening in on the phone. Thank you for listening online. Sunday morning team, thank you guys. Have a great
thank
Sunday.
You,
all right.
Michael. Thank you, missionary. You guys
God
have a great
you,
day.
Joe.
God
bless
you, too,
you
Mother.
All.